This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers held a walkthrough to start the practice week on Tuesday. They'll work in pads today. There's one thing the Packers did really well early in the season. It was red zone offense, but they've struggled lately.
You got to finish. You got to score touchdowns in the red zone. That's the bottom line. You can move the ball in between the 20s all day long, but you have to finish drives. And every play is so pivotal down there. You can't have any mistakes. There's no wasted plays. It just sets you behind the sticks. And, I mean, that's not where you want to be against this defense.
Packers made some roster moves yesterday, releasing quarterback Clayton Tune and signing quarterback Desmond Ridder off their practice squad. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers defensively have been up and down since losing Micah Parsons. Safety Xavier McKinney looking forward to a fresh start in the playoffs.
I think we got a really good defense. I think we know, you know, what we have to correct. You know, we play games, and obviously we could have been better in areas, you know, but we're not perfect. And, you know, another thing I've been preaching is everything that's happened in the past is what it is. Like, everybody's 0-0, so now is our time to reset and reestablish our identity as a defense and as a team.
I'm Bill Scott. More on the Packers and Bears from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.